CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Melanie Cutting in the booth for her show called At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you, and welcome to At the Movies with Mel.
Okay, so bring us up to speed on the movies at Maison de Cinema.
Okay. As you know, I typically concentrate on the local movie theater, the Maison. Well, there's two local movie theaters, but the only one that in fact shows movies in English with any regularity is the Maison de Cinema. So that's where I go. But we are very fortunate to have the Maison de Cinema. And before I wrap up, I'll just mention what I always mention about getting movie passes at a very good rate, and also not waiting too long, because movies frequently disappear or the times change and they're no longer convenient. But I'll circle back to that before I wrap this up. So first thing I want to mention is that, as I'm sure you're aware, this is Christmas, so it's the time when the blockbusters frequently get released. Christmas time, when students are going home and having free time. So there's often mega movies that make their debut, and this year is no different, in that starting Friday, possibly even Thursday late night, perhaps midnight, but certainly on Friday, the return of, make sure I have this correct, it is the latest in the Star Wars saga. And there are so many of them over the years that, quite honestly, I have lost track. My very favorites go back to the 70s, when I was of an age when I just thought they were the best thing in the world. Here it is. It says, in fact, Thursday evening, but I think it's a late night show. If you're up late and you want to go to the movies, you can catch Star Wars in showings in French and, of course, showings in English. But having said that, the movie that we saw, my husband and I, and just loved, is about the furthest thing from a blockbuster. It's called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Kind of a mouthful. And this movie is about, I mentioned it last time I was here that it was coming, and in fact it did come, and we first thing we did was go to see it before they changed the time or the language. And it's terrific. The quality of the movie is just amazing. And the story, which is based on an actual incident in Ebbing, Missouri, is just fascinating. A woman, a very, very feisty, middle-aged woman who has lost her daughter to a rape and murder 3 years earlier, has decided that the way to get some action from the local police is to put her messages on three empty billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and very close to where she lives. And essentially they say her daughter was murdered 3 years before. Nothing has happened. What about that, Chief Willoughby? And she uses him. She uses his name. This is the local police chief. And that, of course, inspires a furor, both from the police chief, who turns out to be not a bad guy at all, and another police officer who is really a bad apple. I won't go into detail, because part of the interest in the movie is seeing how it unfolds. And there are surprises, which I won't give away. Spoilers alert. The people involved in the movie are Frances McDormand. Again, I remember talking about her last week, who is just an excellent actress. She does not know how to give a bad performance. And Woody Harrelson plays the sheriff, and he's excellent. He has to be kind of a little more laid back, she's a loose cannon as in her role. And the third major performer is a younger actor who is probably not known to very many people. His name escaped me, but it'll come back. Sam Rockwell. That didn't take long. Sam Rockwell. And he's terrific. And he has kind of a thankless role because he's the guy who causes all kinds of problems for Mildred, the woman who is putting up the billboards hoping to get some action in solving her daughter's murder. So this is highly, highly recommended for adults. It is absolutely not a children's movie at all. So get a sitter, leave the kids at home, and take your significant other to the movies and catch Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Okay.
In addition to being blockbuster season, it's also awards season. That's just coming upon us. The first biggie award is the Golden Globes, and there's much to do about the Golden Globes. And this movie that I'm just mentioning now is one that's getting a lot of attention from the Globes. The Golden Globes are typically seen as, well, what does well at the Golden Globes, and then there's a couple of others, will do well at the Academy Awards. So we'll see. So the movies starting Friday, and in some cases late Thursday, in English, we have Star Wars. And this one is the Last Jedi. And it has essentially the same people who were in the movie from, I believe it's 2 years ago now, which is a whole new crop of actors, but they're playing essentially younger versions of people who were in the movies that dated back to the 70s, the one that my fondness goes way back to those movies. And in the last edition of the Star Wars franchise, the one that preceded this one that's being released shortly, the focus on an oldie but goodie was on Han Solo, and he from the 70s, and he of course was much older and more grizzled and so on, but he's not in this one. I think he was done in the last one. He's not in this one, but they have brought back Luke Skywalker, played by Mark Hamill. And he too is very, very old and grizzled at this point. But he has an important role to play in this one. And Princess Leia, from way back, also appears in this one. And I gather from what I've been reading about the movie is that in the next movie, the next part of this trilogy, she was supposed to be the person who gets the attention as one of the older people. But she unfortunately passed away. So she's in this movie. Mm-hmm. She's not as featured as she would have been had she mm-hmm. lived and gone on to the next movie. So we have Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher from the 70s and 80s, those Star Wars. And we have a whole crop of new, I guess, Star Warriors, if you want to call them. And they were all but one were in the Rogue movie that came out before this one. And again, I won't go into great detail, and if you're interested in this series, you probably know who those people are anyway. But they're good. They're up and coming performers. They have plenty to do in these movies, and it is very much in the manner of the older Star Wars films. There's always many battle scenes. There's always some sort of social encounter in a crazy cafe. And there's always, you know, one or two of the people involved have love interests with each other, And of course, there's always an extremely bad guy. So I will go see it. It's not one that I will boycott. I've boycotted a few, but I will not boycott this one, and see what I think. The previous one I saw, and my initial thought was, this is good, but it's so much like the other one. And apparently this one is similar. But that's okay. I think it's time. It's time for another Star Wars movie until finally the franchise just wears out and dies. Let's see. Other movies. There's another important, well, not important, but one that would be of interest, you know, one that would be of interest for the younger folks is Ferdinand. And that's, again, playing in both English and French. And the adults among the listeners might remember the delightful story of Ferdinand the Bull, mm-hmm. who had no interest in bullfighting and would go off and smell the flowers. So this is a big screen animated version of Ferdinand. Again, I may not rush out to see this one, but if you have kids, then it probably is definitely worthwhile. What's on its way out in the next day or two, actually, are movies that, in fact, are French language movies. There are no English language movies that are finishing, which is kind of nice. And coming up in the future, I will be not doing this for a couple of weeks. Not because I don't want to. But Maureen will be unavailable for a couple of weeks. So I'll give you just a little taste of what to expect. There is a sequel to the movie Jumanji, and that's opening on December 20th. There is a movie with everybody's favorite Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron called The Greatest Showman about P.T. Barnum. And that's coming also on December 20th. As well as a movie with Matt Damon called Downsizing, which is a satire, a science fiction-y satire. I've only seen the preview for it, and it looks like fun. Now, what's currently there? Let's see if I can find that. Here we are. Movies that are there at the moment, beyond the one that I've already mentioned as highly recommended, the Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, is the one that I was also promoting heavily last week, and that's called Coco, which is a Pixar feature-length cartoon. And if you have kids, definitely take them to see this for a number of reasons. It's colorful, it's fun, and there's a good message. I'm not crazy about messages in movies, but this one happens to have an important message. The other movie, and it's one that is there, but I said I'm not going to see it, and I didn't, is Justice League. That's kind of one too many superhero movies for me. So, by all means, see it if you enjoy the DC comic franchise. Murder on the Orient Express is still there in both French and English. And this one, the visuals are lovely. If you don't already know the story of the Murder on the Orient Express, it's a little bit surprising and nicely done. It's not a wham-bam movie, but it was entertaining. Not for children. I think they just wouldn't be terribly interested. The visuals of the mountains that the Orient Express goes through and ultimately is basically stalled at because of a snowslide, they're just stunning. Most people I know said that was the best part of the movie, was looking at those mountains. And I kind of agree. Unfortunately, the movie Wonder, which had been there in both English and French, is now only in French. So if you delayed and didn't go to see it, too late. What else? And Thor. Thor Ragnarok is just a huge, it's a mega hit. And it's fun. It's a fun movie. If you like Thor and his friends, definitely go and see this one. It's a lot of action. There's a certain tongue-in-cheek quality which typically these movies do not have. So that was a nice thing. And that's there in English, twice in the afternoon, once at 7 and once late at night. So surprisingly, it is still there in both languages and at good times. This may change by the time Friday rolls around. I don't have that information about when the movies will be shown next week, but if you happen to get there today or tomorrow, they're at good times in English. But don't wait, that can change on a dime. And the movie that I mentioned, the Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, is at 10 to 3, and then 7:40, and then I think 10 o'clock at night. So those were the ones that I would recommend for now. And there's a few, as I mentioned, that were coming up. There's another movie, which isn't mentioned in here, but it is coming locally, and it's getting lots of award attention. It is called The Shape of Water. And I've now seen the trailer several times, both at the movies and on television, and it does look quite fascinating. And it's done by a really talented Guillermo del Toro, who I believe is a Mexican director. And he does a kind of horror movies, but they're classy horror movies. And I was thinking earlier that his movies are kind of like Cirque du Soleil compared to Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. In other words, they're both the same type, but one is just done with lots of class and panache, and the other is, it's a circus. So that would be one, when it comes around, The Shape of Water. Again, one that you're likely to see picking up lots of award nominations. So to wrap up, again, don't wait. If you want to go see a movie, then make an arrangement to see a movie before they change times or stop showing it in English or simply stop showing it, period. And just a reminder again, there are student passes for $6 a pop. And if you buy an adult pass, a package of 8 adult passes for $56, that gets you in to the movies for $7. Any old time, there's no restrictions, and you can keep them forever. You can share them with friends. You can give them as gifts. I've been known to do that on many occasions. And a deal, certainly a deal.
Sounds great.
If you're here in Montreal, you're going to be shelling out $12 to $15 mm-hmm. for exactly the same movie. So that's my recommendation for now, and I guess for the next couple of weeks. Keep your eye on, they have a great website. I think I mentioned this, the Maison de Cinema. So if you Google Maison de Cinema, everything you'd like to know about what's movies that are there now, movies that are coming, movies for which it is the last week, it's all there. And it's easy to use. It's very user-friendly.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Melanie, and hope everybody can grab a movie on the holiday.
Grab a movie on the holiday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.